Moving on now with Greater LA from KCRW and Steve Chiatakis. Nearly 30 years ago to the day, this happened in and across Los Angeles.
Okay, we're here in the Channel 4 newsroom as you folks. There's no surprise for any folks this morning. We've been hit with a major earthquake.
The microwave flew off the counter and flung across the room. Pictures were flying.
I see devastation wherever I turn.
There's a lot of yellow warning tape at the 3rd Street Promenade.
We are in Northridge, Linda, at Cal State Northridge, where there is an extremely volatile situation.
Just looking through some of the reports that we're getting, most of these by telephone as people get up this morning and try to figure out exactly what happened in their area.
Good evening. Once again, the dream of a good life in Southern California has taken a major jolt.
The disastrous Northridge earthquake, magnitude 6.7, killed more than 60 people, injured thousands more, and damaged homes, freeways, and many, many lives. It's an event that still lives on in many memories, maybe even yours, particularly in the San Fernando Valley, where it was centered. Well, now the experimental performance troupe Diavolo seeks to commemorate the event through dance. Their show, Existencia, opens at Cal State Northridge on January 17th. That's exactly 30 years after the quake hit, January 17th, 1994. Jacques Heim is the group's founder and creative director, and he joins us now to talk about it. Jacques, welcome to you.
Hello, bonjour, everyone.
We often hear, Jacques, that the Northridge quake, you know, it's discussed in a scientific way or an historical way, right? What made you want to explore this event through art?
You know, art is a beautiful language that can, you know, express so many different feelings. You know, during the Northridge earthquake in 1994, I was living in an apartment complex in Hollywood, and I did not know my neighbors at all until the earthquake. And what happened to us? Suddenly, all our neighbors came out of the apartments and we start sharing food and water and flashlight and blankets and hugging each other. And it was actually a beautiful thing. It's amazing that it's only in a moment of disaster that people come together and create an amazing bond, an amazing community. So that's what we wanted to recreate in movement through our piece, Existencia.
Your troupe, Diavolo, was based in Northridge at the time of the quake, right?
Our studio was there, and it was, you know, the epicenter. You know, I started my dance company in 1992, so 2 years later, this earthquake, and I was still trying to understand what I was doing with my dance company. And it's really this earthquake, this disaster, that really I realized what would be the theme and the philosophy of the company. I wanted to recreate with my company the feeling of creating a tight bond. So that's why the work that I do is very dangerous on purpose, because it's really in the moment of danger, in the moment of survival, that people come together.
What do you mean dangerous?
What I mean danger is that in Diavolo, we use large architecture structure. That, and especially in Existencia, we have those large sort of a city structure made of aluminium designed by my designer, Adam Davis. And they are falling on the stage, nearly collapsing on top of humans that are escaping at the last minute. So I want to create this moment of where the dancers have to help each other in a realistic way on stage at every minute to be able to survive the show that they're doing. And that is a metaphor of what people go through disasters. You know, that's why, Steve, that, you know, for the last 7 years, I've also been working with the military community, the men and women of the armed forces. And we create a workshop. And basically what we do restoration, restoring the physical, emotional, and mental strengths of the men and women of the armed forces. And we do workshops that culminate into a show. Because the military feel this. They feel that in their deployment or their service, they really create a tight bond because they face, at every moment, disaster.
And for the piece, you collaborated with drummer Antonio Sanchez, right? And a vocalist, Fauna Alexa, to create this score. You can really hear it and feel it. Let's play a little bit of that.
Thank you.
I mean, it's very dramatic, right? You can feel the tension with the drums. And, you know, what are you trying to do with that?
You know, having Antonio Sanchez, amazing drummer, composer, and his wife, Tana Alexa, vocalist, loop artist, we wanted to create a visceral sound. So you have at the edge of the stage Antonio on one side of the stage and Tana with her gorgeous and powerful voice at the edge of the stage on the other side, where the audience is going to feel the voice of Tana is going to get through all the body of every human being in the audience, and the sound and the percussive aspect of Antonio is going to elevate the people sitting in the seats. So we wanted to create an unbelievable, visceral, musical, compositional sound. And, you know, they're the best, and they're just quite amazing. It's going to be quite an amazing experience for the audience.
Do you worry, Jacques, that this could... I mean, look, it's been 30 years. It's a long time. Do you worry, though, that maybe this, for people who experienced it, especially in Northridge and the San Fernando Valley, that it could be a little triggering?
You know, absolutely. You know, the same way that sometimes we have military veterans coming to see our show and it trigger a little bit emotional aspect and it could transform into a form of PTSD a little bit. But sometimes you have to face over and over your demons to really control it. And that's kind of the part of the psychological work that we're doing. Let's be real. We live in a time where disaster is all around us at any time. And we have to be able to face it, to understand it, to control it. And how better to do it to celebrate with art and to see it in a different way. But this piece, Existencia, is not a dark piece. It's actually a beautiful inspiration piece about saying that community, humans are important, to come together, to help strangers. Strangers needs to help strangers at any time. Community coming together is one of the most powerful aspects in every cities. And so Existencia is very inspiring.
Jacques Haim, the founder and creative director of Diavolo and their show Existencia about the Northridge earthquake, almost 30 years ago to the day. It opens on January 17th, 2024, 30 years since the Northridge quake. Jacques, good luck to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Hopefully we see everybody at the theater. Thank you.